A cemetery might just be the last page you turn to in order to tell the tale of any place or its people. But hey, why not? What about Minneapolis's Pioneers and Soldiers Cemetery, for example? It used to be something to see, but time and Minnesota's weather have taken its toll. Its story commands more than a few minutes of your time, but here we are.
My name is Sue Hunter Weir, and I'm a volunteer. I'm chair of an organization called Friends of the Cemetery, and we're just a group of volunteers who are interested in preserving and maintaining the cemetery.
Sue describes just how special the stories are that the Minneapolis Pioneers and Soldiers Cemetery has.
You can tell stories through any cemeteries. This is the only one in Minnesota that's currently on the National Register. Lakewood's Chapel is, for obvious reasons, it's a glorious building. And I believe that Fort Snelling may be, but that's part of the entire compound. It's not as freestanding. This cemetery was placed on the National Register basically for two reasons. One is architectural features, so that you're right, the building, the flagpole, the fence, which we're working to restore. There are some bird baths from the Depression era, just some kind of fun things, and of course some markers that are significant. But the other piece is the social history, and what you have here with our 22,000 people, you have a pretty self-contained story. And we have some wealthy people, but more typically, we don't have the people who owned the flour mills. We have the people who worked in the flour mills. We have the people who died in the flour mills. They're here.
But Sue has even more surprising news, considering this was around the Civil War era.
The cemetery was never racially segregated.
How special or unique is that trait?
For a cemetery of this vintage, that's unique. And so a former caretaker used to kind of joke and say that the only color that ever mattered around here was green, the color of money. What's fascinating is, when you asked about veterans, we have an African-American Civil War vet, a guy named Oscar Vaughn. And Oscar's very interesting because on his record it says that he lived to be 110. Well, he didn't. The thing about African-American records is he was a slave at one point, and nobody was busy writing down he was born April 4th, such and such a year. Yeah, I was like, yeah, he's old. Well, so I did, in fact, find out that he was about 84. Now, we have another African-American Civil War vet who was 88 when he died. The life expectancy for white men in 1900 was about 40 to 45 years. So if you were 84 years old, right, you were ancient. But Oscar was interesting because in 1986, he got a new military marker. Another group got him a military marker. And the person who did the eulogy for him was Sharon Sales Belton, who was the first black female mayor of the city of Minneapolis. This is when she was on the city council. But then in his obituary, it said he lived in Fergus Falls. He died in 1919, I think it was. He lived in Fergus Falls up until 2 years before he died. And then he came to Minneapolis to live with his daughter.
From the 1850s into the 1920s, it almost sounds as though the cemetery tells like the opening chapter of Minneapolis's social history.
Absolutely, it does.
This is Will Wright for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.